This strategy has two predictable outcomes. One, you may become consumed. You dive deep, you push to get more information, you stop sleeping, guilty. It takes over your life. Your focus narrows until there's nothing else. Gradually, they frack all of your life force. They keep you locked in an endless energy loop. In their sick mind games, you become one of their victims. Two, you disengage completely. You decide it's too much, too confusing, too overwhelming. You walk away. It implodes from your exhaustion. Either way, they win. Same thing here. We received events frozen in fragments. There is no arc, only horrifying snapshot after horrifying snapshot. A nervous system can hold horror only if sequenced, paced, and contextualized. If it's not, it will oscillate, fixate, or shut down. What you are being fed is exposure to terror without containment. Make no mistake, this is psychological guerrilla warfare. So you feel it. You feel it all. You feel it in your jaw, gut, chest. You are wary around your kids. You rage at your partner. You cut out relatives. You feel irritable and you have a headache and you can't sleep and you feel crazy. This is the trance and it's where they want you. Please know this, super important, you are not crazy. You're having a normal biological response to abnormal psychological warfare, oscillating between being completely consumed and enraged and wanting to turn away and burn your phone forever is a healthy response. That swing is your nervous system trying to protect itself. The risk is not the oscillation. The risk is not noticing it. Noticing is the rupture to the trance. It's how you peel away the moment you observe the pattern instead of being inside it. The spell weakens.